try to tomorrow. I want to begin. Going straight. We'll start. I'll give you more on the comments tomorrow. But before we begin, just to talk about the notion of Kenyan, about Arha, and so on. So tonight, I'd like to finish up what we can of Kadesh and Kilegesh. Obviously, there's much more to talk about. And again, as you can see, these issues are not technical, side issues. They really go to the heart and core of what Ishus is really all about. Since I'm stealing the Shkafa slot a little bit again, so I apologize. I would have liked to continue also with the Benioda, but maybe we'll try to find an opportunity to do that anyway. But I'd have to connect it to the Parsha, at least, right? So in this week's the Parsha that we just read, in Parshas Kisavo, in the middle of the Tokacha, so you have the just interesting pasuk in light of what we've been discussing of Isha, the first one actually it is, after describing all the terror and the uncertainty and the insecurity, that results, in dire circumstances. So the Torah says Isha ta'areis, the Isha cher, and then you have a Kri and a Ksiv, but a very rare Kri and a Ksiv. What Chazal say is Tikkun Sofrim, where you're supposed to read it Ish Acher Yishkalena, as opposed to the way it's written, which is Yishkalena, right? And then, of course, the continuation of the pasuk Bayis Tivne Veloteshe Bo Kerem Tita Velotechal Alenu. So either way, it's just, I don't want to get too involved in it at the moment, but it's very striking, of course, because we really would have expected something a little bit different. The other paradigms are Bais Tibanelo Teshebo, Kerem Titablo. That's what you're supposed to do in all these cases. It's the idea of unfinished, the tragedy of a life, which is on a certain trajectory, which is reaching the point of achieving or attaining some milestone, and like you've been building up. Obviously, is the point, right? You've been building up. You've been training. And investing, so that this milestone or the culmination of a certain process will take place, and then the tragedy is that this is cut short, and you end up with the investment, but without the, in a sense, without the payoff. And that's what Bayis Tivne Velo Teshev Kerem Tita Velo Techalalenu is. And of course, this parallels very much, the parsha of who's Potur. To serve in the military, and so on. So the first example of this, which is Isha Ta'areis, that sounds like Kiddushin. The Isha Cher, either Yishkavena or Yishkalena, is very striking. Right? The Yishkavena, okay, so it means the Maisabia, the Chuppah part, whatever it is. It's not fully comparable to some of the other cases. But especially this remarkable Kri Ksiv or Tikkun Sofrim, where they took out Yishkalena and replaced it with Yishkavena, takes on much more significance in light of all of our discussions, right? Because, not only have we been discussing relationship between Erisin and what follows, the Heter Bia, the Nisuin, we are going to discuss more of that, of course, but that's been a big chunk of our Hakdama, let's call it, the first Hakdama. But of course, our second Hakdama has been about Kadesha and Pilegesh. So the replacement, the Ksiv of Yishkalena being replaced by Yishkavena is fascinating. And again, Rashi's quoting Chazal, who said, Lashon Shegel Pilegesh. Well, Rashi, Lachon Shegel is Pilegesh. The Akasuv Kinahu L'Shevach Yishkavena V'Tikun Sofer Guzeb. Meaning that somehow the language of Yishkalena or Pilegesh is more of a bizayon, right? So the tikkun sofrim is to make it, to refine it, right? By adding yishkavena instead of yishkalena. So not everybody thinks that is the case, that this is a reference to Pilegesh, right? Yishkalena. And part of the debate, presumably, is what we have been discussing, which is how do we understand what a Pilegesh is, right? Is a Pilegesh essentially a heter bia under certain conditions? Again, if you take the view that there's no pilegesh lahedyot at all, which is really Shitas HaRambam, So then, of course, any reference to Pilagesh is, of course, a negative one. According to the majority of Rishonim, that there is such a thing as a Pilagesh to a head yod. So if it's heter bia, so it's, you know, kind of a concession, that's one thing. And if it is, you know, a form of Ishus, but albeit a less committed form of Ishus, right, so then that's a whole different matter, right? Is it that you haven't, you know, accomplished the most ideal? So the actually Sisei Chachamim and some of the other Mefarshe Rashi Al Atar are. Did you want to mention that?
Was there reading it that the concern is that another person is going to take it as a Pilagesh, or are you just explaining the Lashon of Shagas?
I think he's explaining the, you know, why is a Shegel worse than Nishkavena? Is it that he isn't, or you mean you're asking, is it that he isn't, or is it that somebody else will?
Yeah, I was just wondering. Rebbe was reading the reference to Pilagesh, saying that, meaning that the problem and the sad thing here is that.
I mean, the Ishacher Yishgalena. So is that saying, this is part? You have to look at the Mefarshim here. They discuss it, and there are some open elements of it. But you, just reading the pasuk, it's Ishatares. Again, the other ones are Bais Tibneh Velo Teshibo Kerem Tita Velo Dechaleno. The rest of the psukim are what you. The culmination of the climax that you've invested in that you are not getting the payoff of. Either way, what's fascinating about this pasuk, I just don't want to get too, because I want to speak about the other shittas for a minute, is that it could have just said, you know, velo tinasenu, or, you know, titchatenu, or whatever it is, right? Or even tishkevenu. Instead, there are two interesting things about this first example, especially in parallel to the other two. Right. One is that instead of emphasizing what you do not, right, it emphasizes that someone else does. It doesn't say someone else is going to live in your house or somebody else is going to, you know, reap your crops, right? It says someone else is going to end up, right, in whatever ideal, you know, you invested in somebody. It's going to end up with someone else. That's number one. Then number two is the use of the word Pilagesh, according to Rashi's understanding, certainly, Pilagesh is what's being mitukan. And of course, just the whole phenomenon of Tikkun Sofrim is a very fascinating thing, but any example of it, you know, any of Korean Ksiv in this byplay obviously requires, commands our attention. And the saying of the Sisei Chachamim, some of the other Mefarshim of Rashi, like, note this and wonder about it. Is that, you know, imply a perspective on Pilagesh that is more, so I think they're both of those elements. What to make of it is hard to know, because it's hard to know. Maybe this is a good thing, but then the whole point is that it's somebody else, so it's more painful. Or is it that, you know, what we're emphasizing is that, you know, it's turning into that, you know, or from your perspective, that's what it is. It's like a heter bia rather than an ishus. I don't know. I just think it's, you know, fortuitous, because it's our parsha, and it's very fascinating. Okay. So having said that, I don't want to speak more about that pasuk at the moment. There is more to speak about it. But I do want to speak about the other perspectives. We spent a lot of time on the Rambam. Maybe, you know, if we don't, I'll make another comment or two. But mostly, we've certainly extensively discussed the Rambam Shita, both in Hilchos Ishus, you know, the two in Hilchos Ishus, obviously, or the Koteret of Ishus and Aleph Dalet, and then, again, the Rambam's, you know, Bashuk and Belishidukim. And we've discussed numerous Rambams in Yisurei Bia, and the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, and so on. My own view, which I've been trying to project, is that the Rambam Shita is that, you know, Kadesh and Pilagish is a function of the Mitzvah of Kiddushin. I don't think the Rambam really believes in an Yisra Sev, Ki Kaki Shisha, like quite a few others do, and it's projected to him. But I do think that, you know, the Chayiv of Ishus and the bypassing of that is really what this is all really about. So we've discussed the Rambam very extensively. We've been Medayik and his Lashon, we've raised some Sfeikos about him, etc. But I do want to discuss the other Rishonim a little bit. Again, according to the Rambam, it sounds to me at least like this is an Ishus Halacha. But is it the case for other Rishonim? So let's talk just a little bit about the Lashonos and the range of other Rishonim. So the Ravid, It's easy to, well, it's not easy to pin down, but it's easy to, you know, take care of quickly, because we've discussed that also, right? The Ravid, as we know, thinks that Kadesha applies only to Mufgeres, and not to Miuchedes Leish. You know, there are still 2 days in the Ravid, whether that is Pilegesh, or whether Pilegesh has Kiddushin. And there's a discussion, you know, about how the Ravid read the Rambam. But by and large, if you ask me, you know, if the Ravid had his druthers and he wasn't just commenting on the Rambam, then, you know, if the Ravid were writing Mishnah Torah, I'm guessing that, you know, the din of Kadesha would have been in Isurei Bia and not in Hilchos Ishus. I think that's important. The other thing to mention for the Ravid, very quickly, is the comment in Hilchos Nahar Basula that that Kadesha is Kovashel Zonos, and the discussion that Nos and Caleb have, whether or not that's exactly what the Ravid meant in Hilchos Ishus, or like the Kesa Mishnah, is the Ravid himself, you know, basically offering another suggestion here. In other words, Mufgeres Liznus maybe isn't the line even for Kadesha, but something, you know, more miktsoi, something where, you know, there's a financial element and there's a, you know, an identified location, right? Something, if that's the case, then likely what the Ravid would have in mind, you know, is not simply a sheer a perspective on Isurei Bia. In other words, where Isurei Bia, you know, the assumption, we'll get back to this in a minute, because I think it's shared partially by the Ramban and certainly by Rashi and others, is that, you know, you could look at all Isurei Bia halachos as being focused on the particular Ma'isa Avera, the relationship of the people. That's something else that we discussed about Chayvei Lav and Isurei Lav. Right? What is the relationship between who the people are, you know, and what the nature of the Isurei Bia is, which triggers which, or are they both at the same time? But I don't mean that at the moment. What I mean is, you could have said that from an Isurei Bia point of view, you know, patterns, proclivities, you know, frequency is irrelevant. You know, what's usur is, you know, there's a prohibited relationship, either because of the relationship itself or because of the lack of matirim, so it's usur. And if you violate that isur, you know, repeatedly, then you're a repeat offender. You know, maybe you're mumar l'davar echad. That gets us, you know, back to our discussion a little bit of Shari, you know, Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah last week, right? And the implications of that. But that's all we really mean. I think the chiddush of Kadesha, according to the Ravid, certainly in Hilchos Ishus, is that there's an Isurei Bia component, right, to the frequency and to the pattern. In other words, it's not true that all there is, right, is the Isur of particular Ma'isa Bia resulting from the conditions I just mentioned. But that, there's something called, there's an added element of Bia Snus, which is based on a pattern of promiscuous, we'll say, behavior. And that seems to be what the Ravid is saying in Perek Aleph, namely Mufgeres Mezumenes is a problem. But if you go with the Ravid, assuming that it's different, or that the Ravid is weighing it, that maybe Kadesha means, you know, something more formal than that, namely a mokom, you know, a you know, connected to kind of esnan, you know, that kind of activity. So then the perspective may be that it isn't just an Isurei Bia halacha, but it is more of a societal halacha, getting a little bit closer to kind of the Ramban's chiddush. But either way, that's the Ravid, and that's the question, whether the Ravid is projecting two things or one thing. It's also very fascinating, as we already discussed, that the different you know, Mefarshim, Rishonim, and in most cases, you know, the early Poskim and so on, and some of the later Poskim, you know, everybody, you know, as you would expect, everybody wants the Ravid on their team. Everybody wants Rashi on their team. Everybody wants the Rambam on their team. Like, we all want these great people on our side. So there's, you know, an interesting debate, not just the perspective of the Rivash, which is that, you know, he's a Rambam man in this respect through and through. You know, Kadesh is very expansive and Pilegesh is very limited. You know, and that even the Ravid, right, who seems to, I wouldn't say embrace Pilegesh, probably not a good word, good way to say it, right? I mean, who seems to view positively the institution of Pilegesh, that's not true either. It's just that there's no Lav and there's no Malkus, but, you know, you're minimum in violation of an Aseh, and others, you know, discuss whether that is true or not. So that's the other element in the Ravid. How far, is there any way to bring the Ravid closer to the Rambam? Again, the, you know, the phenomenon is an expected one. The Kesav Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah and the Minchas Chinuch and the Radvaz and the Gra and, you know, all that, you know, the larger, probably the majority of the Mefarshim try to bring the Rambam closer to the Ravid, right? And they downgrade the, you know, the Rambam's, I think, Kiddush of Kadesha and his limitation of Pilagesh. But, you know, equally, the Rambam supporters, you know, are not so convinced that the Ravid really fundamentally, you know, disagrees so much either. So that's the other phenomenon when it comes to the Ravid. The Ramban, of course, was there a question? Yeah.
Well, I mean, when Yehuda is looking for Tamar,
yeah,
he refers to her in terms of his service as a Kadesha.
Yeah.
Which seems to be much more like extreme Zonah-esque, like prostitute-oriented.
Yeah, the only question is that's where we get Alei Madera. That's where you get that paradigm from. The question is that you know, more like this is an unacceptable, you know, as we'll discuss in the Ramban in just a second, you know, thing for Jewish society or society, or is it the, or is that just, well, you know, therefore this is somebody who's muzumenes and mufgeres, and therefore from an Elchasi Serebiya point of view, well, it's also, I mean, it's much more than that, but it is a Kadesha. I mean, there's no, it's outside of Yishus. What does the Rambam do with the language of Znus? I mean, certainly the language of Kadesha has a connotation of Znus.
Right.
So what I've been saying all along is that the Rambam Shita is that because of the Mechayiv of Kiddushin, right, in other words, this possibility of and high standard of Kedusha, so bypassing that or ignoring that, you know, becomes Znus. I think that's how the Rama would interpret that story too. Again, it's pre-Matan Torah, obviously, but I think that's what he would say. And as we discussed, there can be Znus inside of a marriage too, especially for the Rama, right? Or there can be Znus in the context of creating a legal marriage. Again, not full znus, not the znus that you're over lav for. You know, you're not over lav for poches lebesula masayim, or, you know, if you're makadish b'shuk or belishi duchim. But what he's trying to say is, you know, in the sense of being disrespectful to the institution and being trivial or frivolous about maisabia, you know, which really should be a davar shebekdusha, and only within certain frameworks. I think that's how we would interpret that story as well. Anyways, so that's the Ravid. The Ramban, of course, represents a very interesting challenge. You know, we already a little bit know what the Ramban is about. I just want to read some of the Lashonos very quickly. By and large, the Ramban is of the opinion that, you know, that as we know, we'll read it inside in a second, that Pilegesh is mutter. But as I'll try to show in the language in just a second, Pilegesh is mutter for the Ramban, but not as a form of Ishus. Pilegesh is mutter for the Ramban, you know, as a heter bia. And that's very important. And once that is true, so, you know, Kadesha has to be more limited also. Again, it doesn't if you think Pilegesh is a form of Ishus, even a lower form of Ishus. But if you think it's you know, it's just heter bia, so then what is Kadesha? So Kadesha needs to be something which is more Mufkeres Liznus. And indeed, the Ramban holds that way, just that he doesn't think, as we'll see in a moment, that that is defined by frequency or, you know, his personal pattern. He thinks that that is a function, maybe also, or primarily, hard to know, of the quality of the illicit relationship. That's when it's a particularly meforsome, illegal relationship. So, according to the Ramban, that is kedusha. And the Chil Hashem component, he likes the Rambam's, grouping of Losia Kadesha and, Los Chalelis Bit Kolahaz Nosa. The Ramban is approving, as we'll see, I'm just going to read it quickly inside in a minute, he's approving of the linkage, he just thinks that the Mechayiv, is just totally different than what the Rambam thinks it is. So it ends up being, according to the Ramban, is that it's the quality of the relationship and the fact, perhaps also, again, it's hard to know, only the quality of the relationship, or given the quality of the relationship is a din in znus, and the quality of znus, or the quality of the relationship is something which is mefarsem, that it's illegal, and therefore it's, kind of provocative and inflammatory, because by definition, these people cannot have a real marital relationship. Now, if you have two people are having a relationship and you just don't know the details of their past, so maybe they are married, or maybe they got married quietly, or maybe it was before that takana that required a minyan. But if you know who they are and they can't be married, right? So on the one hand, that might be a din in Isurei Bia, but it also might just be a din in Isurei Bia because of the Pirsum and the Chilul Hashem, or maybe it's just a din in the Pirsum and the Chilul Hashem itself. So this, I think, is, there are some questions in the Ramban, but the Ramban definitely is going. So let me just read very quickly, because we have limited time. The Ramban discusses this question really in four places, or there are four Rambans I just want to mention quickly. I'm not going to read the text of the one in Shorish Hay, but he makes a reference to it. But there's mostly consistency in the Ramban. In Shorish Hay, in Sefer Mitzvos, in this Perush Al HaTorah, in Devarim, on the Pasuk of Losia Kadesha. And of course, I'll start with the one in the Hasagos on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. And the fourth one, of course, the Tshuva, in which he responds to Rabbeinu Yonah about Pilagish. So there are some questions. Is this, again, an Isurei Bia? Is it a Chilul Hashem? Is it about, there are some questions about that. There's another overlapping discussion in the Ramban, which is interesting to note. Like, is this about the idealism of, and therefore the unacceptability, the toeva of the relationship, or is it also more pragmatic about, messing up, the yuchsin of Klal Yisrael, and then creating mamzerim, and so on. It seems that the Ramban overlaps on this issue. I don't think it's one or the other. But this, very quickly, the Ramban says, "Kvar heitiv harav bipshato ba'al techalalus bitchala haznosa." He likes the linkage of that in Kadesha. Of course, Dvarav b'ksuva v'kidushin eino emes, which is interesting in light of what the Ramban, I'm going to read you Ramban in just a second, in the Tshuva, where he has a terrific line about the Ksuva. Sha'ksuva eino min ha-Torah klal, v'kidushin mitzvah. This is an important line. Va'kidushin mitzvah v'kinyan be'isha. Okay, he repeats that line in the Tshuva. The characterization of kidushin as a mitzvah v'kinyan, I believe, is the Ramban's way, on the one hand, of saying that this is not an oser, and there's no iser asay. It's a kinyan, and it's a mitzvah. Number two, though, is that he characterizes kidushin as a mitzvah v'kinyan, and that's very important. Meaning the emphasis on, again, the Kenyan part happens to be consistent with the Rambam, both in Hilchos Melachim and especially in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Ishos, right? Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Beis. Aval anachnu hisneinu be'inin alav hazeh shetia minia bebia asura shein kedusin tosim. And this is the chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban, right, thinks that Kadesha only applies where there's no tvisas kiddushin, shekvar nizbar b'divrayim she'ein zona b'chol makom b'torah b'koin the esnan, right, where you have the din of zona and kuhuna and esnan ela be'isur bia she'ein b'hem kiddushin. So again, is this because then it's mefursam, the chil Hashem is more mefursam, or because the fact that there is no tvisas kiddushin you know, is not just a reality in its own right, but it's an indication that the incompatibility and therefore the illicitness scale or quotient is higher, and therefore it's more znus or more of a violation of isur, some more chomor isurei bia. Hard to say. V'chein iskiru b'chol lashon znus sheba b'torah, im kein al techalelus b'tcha lahaznosa, right? Yazhir mizeh lefi sha'av zakai b'bito, because of Ishtar Babiya, Lamachra Lashifkam, Zoha Gamba Knasonus and Pabal, Osar Olav, Lamachra Lamishain Kidush Shalotosimba, the Chain Gam Lava Kdesha Kahu, Im Haya Halab, Lunakeva Hanavella, Sulazachar Haboel, Haya Omer Lo Yebahem Kdesha, the Kadesh, Kinyan something, the Lachain Dictacum Sifre. So this is a very important line of the Ramban. The Ramban Kedarko, very sensitive to language, and the Ramban says that the psukim here don't seem to be treating the protagonists, meaning the actors in this avera, as the focus of our time. We know how to say, read Parshas Achrimos or Kedoshim or several other parshios, and we know exactly how to say, how to warn people, against halachically unacceptable behavior. But here we're talking about lo siya kadesha, lo yiya Kodesh, that's not typical. Again, the Ramban is the master of this. So the Ramban says, so what is that? Obviously, the focus is not on the Maisa Avera. Now, for the Rambam, right, how does the Rambam address that issue? You'd say he doesn't. But the Rambam is equally sensitive to language. So I think it just works perfectly for the Rambam. Meaning, for the Rambam, it also isn't the Surei Bia for that same reason. Right? But it's a way of saying the institution of Ishus needs to be protected and cherished, and so on, and safeguarded, and therefore lotia kadesha, the shame kadesha, or the shame kadesh is antithetical to and therefore disruptive of that institution. It isn't the maisa vera, although there might also be. That's again what we were saying. That's why the lefikach and the Rambam, that you even have to, it has a double meaning. But part of the meaning is maybe it's a lav shame b'maisa, maybe there's no malchus for the Ramban. As we'll see, I'm not sure that there is Malchus for Kadesha. Certainly no Malchus, as we'll see in a minute, for the main addressees of this Iser, which is Bezdin, they don't get Malchus, right? So that's why the Rambam needs to say Lepikach. So I think the Rambam also felt that Losia Kadesha, Liyeh Kadesh, is just not typical Isurei Bia language. But his conclusion is, therefore, it's a Dinanishus, right? The if you hold like the Achronim who think that Kadesha is about the most pragmatic, almost, the populating, of the world with people who are not miyuchasim and everything that that creates, and that's why it needs gemar bia, and that's why it needs, the potential for children and so on, the kuntres achron of the makne, the mechaskinoch, etc. That would also explain, because it isn't the maisa vera. Maisa vera is hara. Again, the Maisa Vera is applies to a Soris and an Islandis too, right? The point is, we don't want this result. We don't want this phenomenon. So I think that's a pshat in the Rambam, and that is the pshat, as the Ramban is about to explain, right? But for him, l'chein diktiku b'sifrei k'fi mashmos ha'braisa, shizkarno b'ikar chametz is reference to Shorish Chamishi, which mostly is like this, shalav hu alacherim, Sheimanu also al avianara belav dal tchalos bitcha al bezdin belav delotizna haaretz. So if you look at the chinuch, the sefer chinuch, does an interesting thing again. Kedarko, the two biggest influences on sefer chinuch in general, right, were the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? He's writing a work on Minyan Mitzvos. He sometimes finds himself, betwixt, in between. He has to decide between the harim hagadolim. So, when he can, I don't know if this is psychological or out of Yirat Shemayim or out of conviction, I don't know how conscious it is, but oftentimes when the chinuch can, he'll kind of blur, even when he's acknowledging the differences, he'll kind of blur them a little bit. So when he quotes Kadesha, he kind of, integrates the Rambam and Ramban, even though in my opinion, I wouldn't say they're Kirchot Kamizrach Mimara, but I think there are some overlaps, clearly, but they're very, very different. So I think part of when the chinuch does that, I think part of what he does is he kind of dilutes the Ramban's comment here about Bezdin. And he makes it into a more general idea. Yeah, you know, whoever, because there is such a view in Chazal, right? It's part of, it's an extended Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh LaZeh. Whoever is in a position, right, to, you know, to prevent, you know, Averos, you know, and Bezdin, you know, certainly, you know, plays that role. Again, last year we began our Dhamma with Shoftim and Shotrim, right? We talked about the relationship between Shoftim and Shotrim, right? How, you know, truancy officers, right? So, again, you don't want to, you know, repeat all that, but something we should all remember, hopefully fondly. And basically, the idea is for the chinuch, you know, whoever, the father, you know, the bezdin, but in my opinion, that dilutes what the Ramban really means. What the Ramban really, really means to say here is not there's an Isra Maisa Veira, and a, kind of an extension of that is the Kol Yisrael Arevim, you know, whoever can have impact. I think what the Ramban really, really, really means is that the Mechayiv here isn't the Maisa Aveira at all, that's his Diuk and Psukim, it's the role of Bezdin to be, you know, particularly in Ishus. You know, why particularly in Ishus? For reasons that we've discussed. Ishus has a Tzibor component, it's the building block of Klal Yisrael, right? That's Shakol Bara Lechvodo, that's where all the Tzibor parts come, Kedas Moshev Yisrael, we'll talk more about it. Right, the pure tachanun, all those things. Right. Moreover, I think I mentioned that, you know, even in the context of geirus, there's like a geirus, you know, b'toras yechidi or prat, and the geirus b'toras being a member of Klal Yisrael, which includes bia b'kohol, right, the capacity to marry in. That's a level of geirus. So the point is that this is an area, number one, which is just critical. For Klal Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, Matavu Alecha Yaakov, right? How Klal Yisrael handles, how any person and how any nation, and certainly how Klal Yisrael handles this aspect of life, which is so powerful, right? Whether we understand why it, you know, was created that way or not, but it just is, you know, is a reflection of Kedusha, of its perspective on Kedusha, basically. And therefore, in my opinion, unlike the chinuch, the din of Bezdin here is a special din in Ishus. Again, a couple years ago, we learned Ksuvis, the beginning, so I wanted to suggest that that might be also a pshat in Iran. The Mishnah in the first parak of Ksuvis speaks about Sula Nises B'Yom Arvi. The Mishnah says that, you know, better to get married on the Nisuin part on a Wednesday, so that if there's any dispute between husband and wife, that can be resolved very quickly. You know, Lamachar, Mashkimim, you know, you get up early and you go to Bezdin and you solve the whole thing. There shouldn't be any acrimony. Like, you know, shouldn't the wounds or the suspicions shouldn't fester. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the Mishnah says. So the debate, the problem is that the, you know, the Rishonim already point out this problem. You know, what's the big deal? I mean, he's saying what? He says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. She actually wasn't a Basula. In the end of the day, it's Sfek Sveka. Right? Safek Tachtav, Safek Lotachtov, Safek Ratzon, Safek Ones. So, what's the big deal in the end of the day? Let's say he's right in his accusation. She's still not necessarily Asura. So the Ran has a terrific line. There are different, you know, approaches to this, not for now. What is for now is just one. The Ran has a terrific line where he says that the problem is that, you know, that once you go to Bezdin, it becomes Bezdin's problem. And when Bezdin has the obligation to make sure that they clarify what's happening, even if it's a spank spank. So I think that this is an extension of this idea of the Ramban, that when it comes to Ishus, there's a special role that Bezdin plays. And of course, when Bezdin is involved, it's not enough to say, you know what, we're just going to sit back and rely on Kalali Hachra. You know, as long as there's a Safek, you know, it's Mutal al Bezdin to try at least as much as possible to figure out, you know, what's happened. So I think that this is really an amazing idea of the Ramban. When we learned that Ran then, I had people look at this Ramban because I think it's connected. So basically, when the Ramban goes on to say is that Obezdin Belav Delotizna Haaretz Vehem Atzmam Nechlalim Bo, meaning that the husband and wife are not Mufka from this Iser. So what does that mean? Again, so I think the way that the Chinuch and others took it was basically, it's an Isurei Bia, right? But Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh LaZeh, with particular emphasis on Bezdin, never. But I think Ramban means exactly the opposite. Ramban means the psukim establish that the focus here is not the Maisa Avera, but the threat, right, to Klal Yisrael's sanctity, Matova Alecha Yaakov, right? Therefore, it's a din of Bezdin. Of course, the father, you know, in the case of a Ketana in particular, who has influence, and the parties themselves who, you know, who are the actors here, they too are contributing to the undermining of Klal Yisrael. So it isn't so much a Maisa Avera. For example, what I just don't know the answer to this. I'm not sure that the answer proves it one way or another either, but, you know, is it clear? What would happen according to the Ramban? Is there any, there's certainly no Malkus for Bezdin. Is there any Malkus for Kadesha for the parties? Right? Not sure. Then he goes on to say, but that's what he means when he says they are included. It's the opposite. It's a din of Bezdin, and they're included. The Hematzmam the Kalanba. Ubala Targum, right? Ba'omro b'nos Yisrael b'nei Yisrael yiched bazeh. Shalom nisyached im avadim. Right? She gam kein bia shein kedushin tofsim bo. V'ilo omro lo yia kadesh u'knesha yu avadim nekrasim bo shein chayam b'mitzvos. Wow. Zulase ha'makom u'shaporet bahem. Right? Well, what's wrong with evident shivcha? Right there, have quasi kedushas Yisrael. So how come they're excluded here? Says the Ramban, they're excluded because they have the status of Znus because they're Mufkaim Mikidushin. Since they're Mufkaim Mikidushin. Otherwise, Minachanami, they'd be part of the story. So this is, of course, fascinating. Unklus, you know, introduced into the Pasuk, Eved and Shivcha. And everybody wants Unklus on their team too, right? So again, the Rambam clearly, you know, didn't operate with Unklus. But, you know, Rashi and the Ramban, you know, why not? So the Ramban turned Unklus into a din, you know, in lack of Tfisas Kiddushin, but as a kind of slap in the face, and a Chil Hashem, and a Farhesia, you know, of exactly what, you know, what makes this Bezdin's problem, that undermines, you know, the larger issue, not just the Isur of Maisabi. So then in the Ramban, in his Perish Al HaTorah, he basically continues with this. Lo tia kadesh b'nos Yisrael, quoting Rashi, mikudeshesu mizumenes l'znus, lo yia kadesh b'nei Yisrael, is mizumen l'mishkav, that's Lashon Rashi. I should mention that the Rashbam, in his Perish Al HaTorah, says, no, kadesh means, you know, whoever is involved with the kadesha, I mean, or, you know, whoever's instigation it is, basically. It's two sides of the same coin. But Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yavamos, says it refers to mishkav zachar. By the way, I should mention very quickly, before I forget, Rab Sajigon, in the Perush Rab Sajigon, Al HaTorah, on this Pasuk, has a very remarkable Perush. Anybody see it, by chance? No? So what he says is that Kadesha means somebody who gets married Lizman, meaning he marries somebody with the intention already of divorcing her as he's married. I'm going to marry you, and we're going to get divorced, you know, in a week. Or in a month, or in a year, or whatever. Yeah.
How does he work with the Gemara quoted by the Ibis in Yevamos that discusses it was Rav that went to town for a day? There are a lot of different ways of trying to get around that, but no one could get around the fact that he said, you know, who wants to be married to me for a day? Even if you're going to say it's not a Pilagish, you're going to say it's a
Well, the point is that, right, so clearly what he has in mind, and this is based on the Gemara Yevamos and the Rambam, if we have a chance, maybe we'll speak another two or three minutes about it. But is that, you know, there can be all sorts of reasons for a temporary ishus. But the point is, if the what the Psagigon clearly has in mind, and again this is echoed in the Rambam, is that if the temporary ishus is nothing but a mechanism for heter bia, right, then that is the equivalent of kadesh. So I'm saying you have to know, and maybe the Gemara there is talking about that. I'll get to when we get to. I'll get back to the Rama for a minute. I'll try to discuss that. But, of course, this works very well with the issues that we've been talking about. Because here's a situation where you have Kiddushin, right? But you've corrupted the Kiddushin. You've used Kiddushin. Instead of Kiddushin being used, you've turned Kiddushin upside down, which, linguistically, by the way, is very good shot in Kadesha, right? You made Kiddushin into Kadesha. You instead of Kiddushin being the antithesis, of Isurei Bia, right, because of the protection that it affords and the elevation and so on, what you've really done is you're using Kedushin as the mechanism of Isurei Bia, right, Grusha Salev in a way, and so on. So we'll get back to your horror. But anyways, so for Rashi, it's Lo Yeh Kodesh is Mishkav Zachar, and Lo Siyah Kedesha is Mizumenes Umufkeres. So the Ramban says, Vinei Malav Azeh Azhara V'Isha Nishkebes V'Yazer B'Yosem Mekudeshes Umizumenes Liznus. Right, if this is really true, that it's an Iser Mais Isurei Bia, that's exactly what he's saying, right? Im Kein Eina Pnuya HaNeveles B'Mikra U'Bahatzneya Mechaive Halavin. So this, of course, goes back to our discussion in the Rambam and the Raivin and the Lechem Mishnah and the Rivash, you know, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden and so on, which is, in the hierarchy of things, like, what is worse? Miyuchedes, right, l'ish echad, or akroi, right? The answer is you can make the case either way. It's hard to know. Miyuchedes l'ish echad, if you recognize it, you know, seems like a committed or a consistent relationship, right? Akroi is just random. But akroi is also random, right? And miyuchedes l'ish echad, you know, might be mufkeres l'znus, just, you know, it's expressing itself on a mecha. So this is kind of what the Ramban also, im kein, ein apnuya nivelis b'mikra, u'ba'atzneya michai v'lavin, because that's better. But not necessarily, it could be worse. Yeah. V'chein ha'kodesh, he says, lama yaskir b'yos ha'kodesh ha'mezuman, afilo ha'nivel b'chadre chadar mishbo'karis ha'misas bezden. So I think the answer for Rashi may be that's true, meaning any Mishkav Zachar has its own lab, but maybe there's an added element of Kadesh to Mishkav Zachar, either always or Mizuman, meaning maybe what Rashi is really saying also is that Mizuman isn't only Isurei Bia, or if it is Isurei Bia, it's Isurei Bia beyond the mice, the specific Maisa Isurei Bia, like, you know, kind of to a pattern of behavior, a din in znus, maybe even something closer to the Ramban. But let's leave it at znus for the moment. But for that, you need, in the case of isha, it's mufkeres, you know, libios, hefker. And maybe the highest expression of that in ish is muchan lemishkav zachar. In other words, it isn't just a maisavera, isure bia, and isur. It's kind of the height of promiscuity, which is really what those are two dinim. There's the particular Isurei Bia, and then there's the larger idea of znus as promiscuity, which expresses itself differently for men and for women in terms of the sea, the height of that. But the Ramban doesn't like it. He just doesn't see why, you know, if this, he thinks Rashi is just saying Isurei Bia, in which case it's covered already. It's not the language of the Psukim. Just give me one more minute to finish Ramban. I'll take it. Like, you know, what is this? Right? Right? Again, that's the, you know, maybe a nod to the Ravid or to the example of Tamar, Kiminag Arzo Zarim. And by the way, this Kiminag Arzo Zarim is part of the Mechayev. It isn't just a reference point. What he's saying really is, right, Bezdin has a job to make sure that Kal Yisrael is different. Right? Yoshvos al Pesach b'tupin b'kinoros, kinen shakasa b'nishaya, chi kinor so v'ir, right, and so on. V'chein yazir lebezdin ala kodesh, v'adar chapshat, afilu sheyishkav im anashim b'kuba, okay. Once again, he co-opts Unklus. Meaning, it isn't even necessarily the quality of znus because it's mufka mikidushin, but it is the fact that it's mefursam. V'hi imo ki'isha embala, imkein hi k'desha le'enei hashemesh, meaning it's baruch hashemesh. Then he goes on, and he quotes a sifrei, that v'risim esfrei l'tiev k'desha b'dos Yisrael, enata muzar aleb umos, right? The contrast. V'nir mizeh she'ein medrashim k'divrei unklus, char l'dvar bein chomer b'kodesh she'oser min ha'knesha. Aval nira she'das v'al ha'braisa k'inu jizkar. Yasir lebezdin she'ol tamad isha alem ha'derech iznus, kisham t'nafena mi'isar ha'bios krov merchot. Here's where he transitions from Kedusha into the more practical yuchsin issue, which is what he also has in the Shorish Hay. The chen yazo the bezel lemezuman liosnishka bin azcharim umavada azara baosev. That's a little more problematic to say that obviously about mishka zachar umavada azara baosev avera yazir gan the bezel shalanicho lios kodesh beinayim aladerech. Obviously, that isn't about yuchsin. That's about again. Kedushas Yisrael. The darshu b'brayis hazu shanen achnu musharim b'achem zulaseinu and yasim re'ehem kain. This is very important. That, so, what does the sifrei mean? In atem musharim al b'umos. It means that Klal Yisrael are not the policemen when it comes to this issue of morality, and they're not the policemen of the rest of the world. Only when it comes to avodah zarah are we the policemen of the rest of the world. Even though for Bnei Noach, right, this is an enforceable violation, which doesn't mean we don't care about what the rest of the world does, because we should, for their sake and for the impact that it has on our sake. That's another discussion. But at least it's not a chiyuv for us to implement the Dinei Bnei Noach, says Rambam. That's the pshat in the Sifrei according to the Ramban. Very different than the pshat according to the other Mefarshim. So that's what it means. Shelo isharno anachnu bagayim ele b'inyan avodah zarah bilvad. The lashon kodesh uktesha al dasa mefarshim is lashon hazmana. Lefi daiti kula milashon kedusha. Whereas from Sajagon, it's really from a language, and I think the Rambam, it's not just kedusha, it's also kedusha, but it's also kidu shin, in my opinion. Benitma bezima nikra kedusha karv l'mashanoig al lashon lomar. And then he brings linguistic evidence. So in light of this, of course, then we look at the Ramban, who thinks that you can't have institutions like this, or Pirsum, or Chil Hashem, right? Things that, it's a Bezdin halacha, but definitely is open to, you know, long-term stable relationships being permissible under the rubric of Pilagesh. But listen to his language, you'll see that it's not an Ishas halacha at all. Heshev Rabban Rabbeinu Yonah, Isha Lokim Kadosh, Hua Rava Chassid, very nice, Rabbeinu Yonah, Shalom Cha, Shalom Tarascha, Migdal Ad, right? Yaz Gela Netzach, Higiyani mitzasecha, binyan ha-pilegesh, lehodiya daiti. Lo yadati b'me yistapku ba devadai muteresi, kiven shigichta liatzmo. Again, he doesn't think that there's no such kalos, or that it's problematic. Shelo nesra isha biznus li Yisrael, elemi b'drosha shrab lazo ben Yaakov, nimtzach no se'achoso. This again works well, meaning for him, Kaddish and Kadesha are din and znus. Not just in Yisrael Biya. Belzeh Neamar Umala Haaretz Zima, Aval Kishenichnasu Bebeso V'Him Yuchedes V'Yiduolo. Right, he thinks this is a chalos, but not a vicious. But now Nikroim Al Shemo. That's key. Umuteres. Sorry, David Nasosa V'Lo Huskar B'Kasev V'Lo B'Gemara Hefresh B'Melech LaHedjod. We already responded to this. The different ways that people explain this. It's Hara. The question of her. You know, emaso shall amelech, or ben yon, my suggestion that it's a din in kinyan and yichud, umatzinu gedola Yisrael nosanosa, jenemar, and so on. The Yabetz, you should know, very shocking line, says the din of, even according to the Rambam, that this is limited to melech, it will apply to a shofet. You'll see in a moment that's one of the Rambam's questions. You know, it'll apply to a shofet for the same reason. He says, and not only that, it applies to Rabbanim. Wow. Okay. Very shocking statement. Vim Tomar. Shall Shofet Hareu Kemelech? Mipnei Shanoig Srara Latzibur. That's what the Upilagsho Yedua. Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiur. Right? But the truth is for the Ram, but it's not Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiur. That's the din in Yichudo is Kiganu. Latira L'Bale Shem. It isn't the din in Bale Shem. It's just that the Chalos of Yichud. Kinyan, or a maso, aleha, whichever one you want to call it, only applies to a melech. That's why it's no kismach. Upilegish begiva, ilo hoysa asura alav, lo amar kosav yakam isha vayelech achareha, ksiva yomra vianarav, so on. Begamu misbayish bezimaso. It's only because it was permitted, even though it wasn't ishus at all, according to the Rambans, he doesn't have a problem with Pilegish begiva that the Rivash had. Fascinating. Ela shaya davar mutter. All it needs to be mutter. V'nahug b'Yisrael. Hu amaro, right? V'ochez b'pilagshi, and so on. Shema tomer min haTorah himutaris midivrei mudagazor, right? Which is exactly what the Rivash thinks would be, even if Pilagish is mutter min haTorah, that the Isur would apply. He mentioned that the Ritva disagrees. So the Ritva disagrees because he thinks, and he says in Gittin, that Pilagish is a form of Ishus. Right? But the Ramban, as we see, and we'll see clearer in a second, doesn't think it's a form of Ishus. So for him, accepting that post Gzeiras David, there should be no longer Pilagish, would be a very easy thing. But the Ramban says it's not true. It's not Ishus, but it is still a Chalos. And since it's a Chalos, again, the Rivash thought, even if it is Ishus, the Yichud of Bezin Shel David will torpedo it. That, I think, is extreme. Ramban's saying the other extreme. It's not Ishus, but it's still immune from Bezin Shel David. V'chi beza mokom huskara gzeira zu b'talmud, beza bezdin nimnu aleha, beza zman nishnas mishna zu, ma shomru kala b'labroch asur l'balik nida, which Rabbi Yonas quotes, ein el lomar shakim shenichasa l'chupa nischaiv l'barech. He also says, "Kalapokas b'sulam imasayim alamana mana reizu bilasabilas nus." The kachom b'kadosh al tanayu bal in the masu bilasabilas nus. But tam lekulan shakidushin v'hachupa mitzvas asay. Notice together, that's the Ramban Lashitaso who said in Ksuba Sinai Beis that the reason that we mention chupa and birchas erusin is because it's chatzi chatzi. That's the Ramban here too. Mipnei shakidushin v'hachupa together. Lisa Isha Shatia Asura Lichaladam Uknuya Lo, again emphasizing the Kenyan that he also emphasized in Sefer HaMitzvos. Liyarsha Latama, interesting that Yerusha and Tuma are connected to Kenyan, whereas Hafaris Nadarim is not. I'm going to speak about that later. Not right now, but down the road a little. Amratoria Kadesh Biachnis Lichopa. Is answering the Rivash in a way. He says, like, so what's the point of Kiddush? And the answer is, that's a whole different level. That's if you're going the route of Kiddusha and Mitzvah. Svurahi, right, that Kivan she'ena no'egi mo kibal, ena v'nasa beget. Well, this is fascinating. And what's wrong why is a poches from psula masayim kiznus according to the Ramban, especially the Ramban who holds that ksuv is only drabanan? Listen, svurahi kivin shena noe gima kebal, right? Einav nasan begerushin, meaning exactly what we were trying to explain for the Rambam, which the Ramban so adamantly rejects in the Sefer Mitzvos on Kadesha, that the Ramban is explaining on a drabanan level. For the language of Znus. Meaning, Ksuva might be Drabanan, but when you try to bypass it, you're signaling that you're not serious about the Ishus. Havali Grusha Salev. Ha'ilu Ratsa Shatia Lo Pilegesh, though. Shalotehe Knuya Lo, contrast to the Rambam's Melech. V'lo Asura Alacherim, implying that if Pilegesh had been Ishus, there would be Asura Alacherim, some of whom we discussed yesterday. V'lo Kidesh Klal, Harshus Biyado. The Gamdiv Rambam, this of course is Tamua, Einam Lesser Pilegish Lahedio, Delatir Lamelech, Elakachamar Kolabolisha Lashem Zunus below Kiddushin Loke, below Yichtali Atzma Lashem Pilegish, Dainu Kadesha. He reads the Rambam, you know, in Malachim, he doesn't have the right information, and for some reason, Tamua, and in Ishus, he reads it like the Keset Nishon on the others, below Mer Rambam Kolabo below Kiddushin Loke, the Kame Bechas Malachim, Kishiskir Pilashim Bemelech, Lohitskir Klaushu Hetem Yuchad Lo. So the Ramban is really packed through of interesting. Then, of course, the final line, which is very important, the Ramban thinks Pilagish is mutter, right? And he thinks that it's not Ishus, right? And yet it's inoculated from the Isur of Pnuya. But then in the final line, he says, V'atar Rabbeinu Hashem Yichayecha Bimkomcha Tazhire Min HaPilagish Shem Yedu HaHeter Yiznu V'yifritzu V'yavo Alein V'nidos. He knows that it's bad policy. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Emden, fascinating, you know, thought that it was mutter. He actually thought it was also a form of ishus. Maybe we'll discuss it for a couple of minutes. And thinks that it's good policy, but not because it's good policy because it's a form of ishus, and it's good policy because at least he thought that you needed to give people some outlet. Otherwise, worse things were going to happen. So just interesting on a policy level, to Matirim. And then, of course, we read already Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, who's like Rambam and who amplifies the Rambam and so on. Okay, so what about Unklus itself? You know what? I have to stop. Sorry, I'm a little late. So just a couple more minutes tomorrow, but tomorrow, either way, we're starting the Mishnah and Bal Karcha. Just, I want to talk about Rashi and Unklus. Just for a couple minutes. Pretty much finished.
Time. It has the... Pause. Just pause.